star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol. Highway patrol means only one thing. It is safety talk today. We've got our good buddy from the DPS, Sergeant Stephen Woodard, in studio today. And going to talk about all the safety rules on the highways, byways, roadways, the skyways, waterways, and all the other, any other way that you can think of.
All right? In the above, Craig.
You guys,
all in
the you above. You guys got it all.
Craig, first, how you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful today. How about yourself?
Oh, Craig, man, I was driving in. Wow. We hit it, man. We're here.
Yep.
Fall.
Yeah, man. Beautiful We're day here. Today.
Yeah.
October day today.
Craig, I played in a golf tournament for the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in third place. We either come in first or second. But we came in third this time. But this is the first time I actually needed to wear a long sleeve.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I have some good news to report, Craig.
Do you now?
You may be happy with this. So I'm coaching. I don't know if that's the good news, but I'm coaching my young son's football team.
Okay.
You know, little.
Yeah.
He's first grade.
Yeah.
And the name of the team is the Cowboys.
There you go. I like it.
Y'all should see Craig in here, man. Good grief. Ear to ear.
I like it, man. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So everything's good, Craig. troops are out working.
Mm-hmm.
Not only our highway patrolmen, but our aircraft units, boat units, all of our guys with the Texas Rangers Division, the Criminal Investigation Division, all over the state working hard and working hard for you,
mm-hmm.
the listener. Even Washington County, I seen a Washington County deputy rolling in on one of the back roads taking care of business. And it's always a joy to see Brenham PD strolling around the city. So I think we're covered here in the county and within the city, and that makes me feel good. But, Craig, unfortunately, I have a number to report. Right now, as a state, we're sitting at 2,619 deaths, 2,619 deaths. And that's a huge jump from the last time that we reported our death toll. Keep in mind, my friends, driving is the most dangerous thing you'll do every single day. Watch your speed. And do all those safety provisions that you need to do to ensure that your travel is safe. One of the hardest things a trooper has to do, Craig, and I'm being serious about this, is to go to someone's door, knock on the door, whatever, ring the doorbell, whatever, and tell that loved one that Mr. So-and-so has been killed in a crash. Mm. That's hard, man.
Yeah.
When I say we really want to reduce these fatalities, I really mean that we want to reduce these fatalities here within the state and make it a zero number for the week or for the month. Just please, please be mindful of that. We talked about last time that we were together about the driver's license offices extending their hand to the public on Saturdays, and that worked out great from my understanding. People took advantage of that, but I didn't give you a date.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, you know, we may continue it. So I want to let our listeners know, and we'll remind them during this program, that way folks can put it out to their family and friends. Because, you know, again, many Texas driver's license offices, they're still offering Saturday appointments. Just in case you didn't hear us last time, they're offering those Saturday appointments for select services. And this is all the way to December the 19th. Of course, with the exception of December the 28th, that's Thanksgiving. We'll be working, but we'll be working on something else, either on that highway or at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
But please, please be mindful of that and get your situation taken care of, because this state has extended those periods for you to take care of your business, not to take advantage of. So keep in mind of that. You can go to TexasDPS.gov, and it'll identify all of those areas that are going to be open on Saturday. You'll be surprised The driver's license office that's going to be servicing you in the community, it could be right next door to you. And we put out a list of all of those different offices last week. And again, that full list is available at texasdps.gov. Just a reminder, and this is something that we'll continue to put out as we talk about the driver's license office. Make sure that your family and friends or you, that you're aware this is an appointment-based system, appointment-based only, because we had a few folks, some listeners, as a matter of fact, Craig, they went over to the Colorado County office, and they didn't have an appointment. And I made sure I went back and listened to our podcast, and we mentioned that. So just again, make sure, and I appreciate those that went over there and said that they heard the information on this program. Just make sure you have an appointment. And our driver's license folks, they're there waiting for you to assist you with that particular matter. Arrive 30 minutes early, Craig, from the time of the appointment. Why? Well, we want to make sure that you're at the proper kiosk. We want to make sure that you have the proper documentation. That way it's a smooth and even flow. Don't fret about this coronavirus stuff. We're ensuring that everything is clean for you when you walk in. Every station is cleaned by an attendant. For example, once you leave that station, that driver's license service attendant, he or she is coming right behind you and cleaning. So we want to make it a smooth and, for lack of better terms, enjoyable, I guess.
I wouldn't put the DMV in enjoyable.
Okay, all right.
I would put it in the same.
Let's just say smooth.
Yeah,
we want to make it a smooth transition for you.
And on the radio over here.
Yeah, I got you. Smooth and enjoyable transition for you and your family. So, please take advantage of that. Please, please, please.
And again, you mentioned that people are heading to the Colorado County office. You don't have to go to the local. You don't have to go to the office here in Brenham. You can go anywhere in the state.
Sure, sure. That mega center in Rosenberg is waiting for you. Mega centers in Houston, they're waiting for you. Mm-hmm. Several lines, several attendants with smiles, pens, and papers waiting to conduct the business for you. Also keep in mind, up under the governor's order, the governor waived certain vehicle registrations provisions due to this whole COVID-19 deal. So keep in mind that the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, they've been receiving numerous of phone calls when it comes to motorists having received citations from law enforcement officers for registration violations, et cetera. And they have communicated with law enforcement and, you know, the top officials to provide them clarification on the governor's order of waiving vehicle registration. So let's go all the way back to March the 16th of this year. Governor Abbott granted a waiver up under the Texas Transportation Code, and you can look it up, 502.040, and it outlines when it talks about vehicle registration and titling and parking placards, et cetera. The registration waiver applies to the general rule requiring registration. So we understand that there are some delays in that. Just what we want from a law enforcement standpoint and a state standpoint, at least try to make that attempt to get your vehicle on file, because a vehicle registration is very important. We can do a whole segment on that, and we may do that one day. But we need you to get your vehicle up to date and on file, so you'll be in compliance when traveling on the roadway. And again, if you have any questions on that or need to be pointed in the right direction when it comes to your registration or your driver's license, you guys already know to email Craig and he'll get to me immediately, which he always does. And we'll figure this out really, Craig, together. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out together. Craig, do you have a golf cart?
No. I've got clubs and carts.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are you seeing golf carts? Because I'm asking you this because I'm seeing it. Are you seeing golf carts being operated in neighborhoods and stuff by kiddos and all that?
Sometimes. Not a lot, but sometimes you'll see them.
Yeah, yeah.
Out and about.
Yes. Unfortunately, we had a matter of fact, we were down there shooting the scene. When I say shooting the scene, our troopers, they go above and beyond when they do crash reconstruction. And that's part of the investigation, Craig. Basically, what they're doing is reenacting and electronically investigating a particular crash, especially if it's a fatal. Mm-hmm. And we were down in Lake Jackson on Tuesday, and we had to reconstruct a unfortunate fatal crash of a young man that was on a play vehicle, ATV or whatever, and unfortunately he perished. Keep in mind, parents, and I'm going to get back to golf carts in a minute, but keep in mind that you cannot, there's certain provisions when it comes to operating golf carts and play vehicles on public roadways. And we've said this time and time before. And also, a kiddo cannot operate a golf cart on a public highway. You have to have a license because we treat a golf cart on a public highway as a passenger vehicle. And I'm telling you right now, the reaction time, because I have a golf cart, the reaction time with a golf cart and a regular motor vehicle, two different things, let alone you have a 9-year-old kid operating a golf cart, not stopping at stop signs, not turning properly. We can't even get folks that are 30 years old to pass the driver's license test or the driver's license exam.
No.
You see what I'm saying, Craig?
Yeah.
Please be mindful of that. So we get asked this question a lot, and someone emailed me from another county asking about this question. I told them to tune in. How do we treat these golf carts? Well, we always like to go to the book, and the operation of that up under 551.404, it treats it as a passenger car. Now, registration is not required or authorized for the cart, but, you know, you can get plates for your cart. That's neither here nor there. Insurance and a driver's license, all of that needs to be obtained as well. But this is something that I need folks to understand, and this is what we're seeing. The golf cart, that particular cart, I hope somebody's listening to me. The golf cart must have the following equipment. And I'm going to get off this horse and we're going to go to break. But it's got to, please break out your pen and paper. It has to have headlights, my friends. Has to have tail lamps. I didn't say stop lamps, tail lamps. So headlamps, tail lamps, some type of reflectors, right? Whether that reflector mechanism is within the tail lamp, a parking brake. It has to have that. It must have that. And mirrors, whether you do the side mirrors or you do the bar mirror up top where you can see several angles.
Mm-hmm.
And a slow moving vehicle emblem is also required. Period. There's several provisions on where you can operate a golf cart, you know, what area, you know, we're talking about, you know, 2 miles away from a golf course, a master plan community. We can get into all of that. But these safety features, we're not seeing them. And two, we're seeing our young kids. I seen a kid, and I actually pulled behind the kid. This was over here in Katy. This young lady, she had to be every bit of 8 years old, Craig.
Mm.
And she's just traveling on a 30-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah.
You know, we had to have a talk with her parents and all that. And just it's just about educating. We all know that a golf cart doesn't have the crash, the crash impact capability as a regular vehicle. And we get more people hurt on golf carts and these play vehicles than you would believe, Craig. If a golf cart flips over, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Go out.
Well, check the.
You're coming out.
You're coming out, but when it flips, let's say if it turns over, I'm not being drastic. This happens all the time. Mm-hmm. When you fall, what do? When you fall, you try to catch yourself.
Yeah.
There's your arm there. That's it. Amongst other things. So please, and I do a lot of pleasing on here, because I want us to be safe when we're on the road, when we're having fun and operating. Number one, we can't have our kiddos going up and down the road on these play vehicles. Number one. Number two, make sure you have all the proper equipment that's lined out for you. And you can dive into that more up under 551.404. That's where that same book is available to you. I'm just a voice for, just to kind of enlighten you. And let's be safe on that end, because we want everybody to have fun, but Craig, we want them to do it safely.
That's it. All right, take a break here. We'll come back. If you have questions for Sergeant Woodard, he's here for you, 979-836-9937. 836-9937 here today on KWHI Safety Talk. We're back after this on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7.
Washington County and the City of Brenham are offering a free scrap tire collection event in conjunction with BVR and Keep Washington County Beautiful from October 10th to the 24th at the BVR Collection Station at 2009 Old Chapel Hill Road in Brenham. Each household can bring in up to 8 tires. Only 20-inch passenger tires or smaller will be accepted free. We cannot accept off-road tires or pieces of tires. Proof of residency is required, like a utility bill or a driver's license. This event is open to all residents of Washington County, including the cities of Brenham and Burton. It is not for commercial customers. Commercial accounts will be charged normal fees. Help keep Washington County beautiful. Bring your old, unwanted tires to the Scrap Tire Collection event October 10th through the 24th. The collection station is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturday from 8 till 4. This event is funded by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality through the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. For more information, call 979-922-5958 or go to our Facebook page at BIG Brandon Industrial Group.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. The deals are going on right now. Big savings, low interest rates, no better time to buy. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I'd love to help you out. So go see Blake here at Apple Ford. You can also go see Blake at Hyundai of Brenham. Love to help you out if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Hyundai. So give me a shout, 979-203-9098. Always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Every real estate transaction has a buyer and a seller. No matter which side you're on, you need professional and experienced representation. Ashley Yonke, broker associate at Hody Real Estate, has over 20 years of experience representing buyers and sellers. Her proven professional marketing services and excellent understanding of our local real estate market will ensure you the best price, a timely sale, and a smooth transaction. Call Ashley Yonke, broker associate at Hody Real Estate, 979-277-4897 or brenhamrealestate.com.
Oh, yes, it is. Back to Safety Talk here today on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7. Again, Craig Montana being joined by DPS Sergeant Stephen Woodard in studio today. And, of course, Woodard, always appreciate you coming in and talking with us. I know the folks appreciate you guys coming in.
Hey, we appreciate
doing this.
We appreciate you just lending us the mic to get our little message out. You know, it's important to somebody, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to reach that somebody. Craig, do we have a question or somebody called in?
Somebody called in during the break, and they were asking about insurance.
Oh, okay.
For like golf carts and ATVs, like, you know, do you have to? And I guess how do you go about getting insurance?
Sure. So a lot of your insurance companies, they have a golf cart provision, a policy, whatever. If you want to bring your golf cart onto certain golf courses, let's say if you're a club member and you want to bring your golf cart onto their course, number one, your golf cart has to meet specifications for. They're not going to let you bring your jacked up golf cart with the big mud tire. Some of them, they're not going to let you tear their property up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those, all of those golf clubs or whatever, they want you to have insurance. And so the question, as you stated, do these golf carts have insurance, et cetera? Well, on a street to be legal, and it applies to the use of a golf cart, you need to have some sort of insurance because, hey, when you're on the road, it's a moving vehicle. You need to have something to cover not only you, but God forbid, whoever you hit. So, again, we went and we talked about up under that particular section where we said, you know, we talked about the equipment and everything that's needed. Well, within that same section, it also identifies that the insurance provision, the insurance, you have to have that insurance. All right. Here's the deal. Do most people get insurance on that golf cart? No, because a lot of people are not operating the golf cart on a public highway, on the street. So, again, if it's on the street, you're going up and down the road, whatever the case may be a good idea. Again, up under 551-403, we treat a golf cart that is operated on a golf course a little different. That's private property, et cetera. No registration, no inspection, or insurance required. It's on a golf course, whatever. But if you get that thing on a roadway and you're going up and down the road and your county or your municipality allows that, you need to be in compliance. You need to be in compliance. For the fact of the matter, every moving vehicle that you have, you need to have some type of policy on it to cover you just in case there's, you know, damage or damage to one's property. So something to most definitely think about. And again, don't forget that slow moving emblem. That's important too. Craig, I want to talk about a debate. Not the debate from the other night.
Okay.
Craig looked at me like, oh Lord, no, please don't. No, we're not talking about that. The debate is, if I wear my safety belt behind me, like my grandmother used to do,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand that.
Is that shoulder strap you were talking about? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She would put the seatbelt on and she would take her arm and put the seatbelt over her head.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place that was secure with the strap was her waist.
That lap belt part.
Mm-hmm. And, the chest strap, if you will, was behind her back. And the debate is, well, wait a minute, trooper, I had it on. You get stopped by whoever. Well, it's on. It's inside of the secured manufactured clip.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on.
She did click it, right?
She clicked it. Yeah, mm-hmm. She clicked it. But here's the debate. Number one, the way we as a state look at a seatbelt, is that seatbelt worn according to manufacturer specification? Is that seatbelt worn in a manner to where it'll keep you in the vehicle and save your or anybody else in the vehicle's life? Before I get into some numbers, Craig, it would interest you to know that a lot of the fatals that we have, we just had one over in Brazoria County to where the two people in the front, the driver and the passenger, and I hate to talk about these fatals because I feel like I'm downing these people, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about.
It's facts, right?
Driver, passenger, they're buckled, but the rear seat passenger was not. Somewhat of a, you know, kind of a healthy young man in the back. He was not buckled. Unfortunately, Craig, he passed in the crash, and the two people in the front, they were seriously injured, not from the impact, but from the sheer hurricane going on with inside of the vehicle. So your body I'm not going to say it can. It is. It will become a projectile. I'm going to give you some numbers because we're going to have a guest on probably sometime next month, and he's trying to get it together. I want to make sure that he's ready to do this because he, in fact, lost his daughter in a crash, and he's getting it together, and it's going to be very informative and maybe somewhat emotional, but let's do it as a nation. And the reason why I put this out here is because a lot of us, we go on vacation, we may go to Cozumel, whatever, we may rent a car, whatever. One thing that I always look at, especially when you go down to Jamaica and all that, I look at the amount of people that are not wearing their seatbelt, and typically no one's wearing it. Don't know why. I always look at that. I don't know if that's a trooper in me, but what is that?
I don't know. You get down, on the island time.
You're
and,
free.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just cruising. They're not going that fast, are they? You know, you're going 10 miles an hour cruising through.
Yeah. You're going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
What about my man that runs a stop sign?
Yeah.
That's going 60, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I'm with you.
On the island time, man, it's a little bit different.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah.
See, I'm
with
you.
You. I'll say this, Craig. Again, that seatbelt has to be worn according to manufacturer specification, meaning that the way the seatbelt was designed is the way that it must be worn or secured on the body. As I was driving up to Canton, Texas yesterday evening, I seen those old signs say, fasten your seatbelt, fasten. I like that. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, one of the safest choices a driver can make, a passenger can make for that matter, is putting on their safety belt. I'm telling you, that's one of the safest choices you can make, is putting on that safety belt. We've had people that have been texting and driving. They've been intoxicated, and I'm not condoning that by far. You know I'm not, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
But they've survived the crash because they had the safety belt on. Now, I'll tell you this, here within this state and across the nation for that matter, our compliance rate is pretty good. It's almost 90%. I'll say that 1 year we had almost 15,000 lives saved just because of the seatbelt. So please, please be mindful of that and understand the potential fatal consequences that can arrive out not wearing a safety belt. Now, I say all of that because of this. Craig, would you not agree that our children are watching us?
Oh yeah.
As I
closer
said,
than you think.
Look, like we said one time together, somebody asked, "Man, we see you and Craig on that deal, the Facebook deal, and y'all are talking. What are y'all talking about?" Well, we're generally talking about our families, kids. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids are watching you,
mm-hmm.
and if you're not buckling up, they're not going to do it. It's the truth. It's the truth. And all of that bleeds down. Craig, even when we go into the schools or these driver's ed classes, sometimes the instructors ask us to come in and just kind of do a presentation to the students that they're instructing to drive. We always talk about the safety belt. And yet and still, the compliance from our young kiddos is not what we want it to be. You know, I can understand... You know, you got a seasoned gentleman is like, "Hey, man, I've been driving this, you know, it's against the law, but I kind of, you know, hey, I get it." But a kid, that should be normal. Mm-hmm. As soon as they step in the vehicle, click it. But we're not getting the compliance that we need. So keep in mind, your kiddos are watching you. What you do is going to reflect on them. And hopefully those good habits that you present will bleed onto our kiddos. So just understand those potential fatal consequences that you could put yourself in, because I'm telling you, no trooper, police officer, deputy wants to knock on your door and say that your husband or your grandchild or whatever didn't make it in the crash. And the first thing that's asked is, "What happened?" He wasn't wearing a safety belt. Gosh. So preventable. Mm-hmm. So preventable. So let's keep that up. Let's keep that up. One of the major things about wearing a safety belt, of course, you won't get ejected. Number two, you won't get a bruising by that airbag. Let me tell you something. You get hit by that airbag, Craig, you already know. It's like you've been in a fight with Mike Tyson or somebody, you know?
I've seen some people that have those airbags go off, and it's fast. It's very forceful.
Yes, very forceful. Very forceful. And, again, wear it properly, because improperly wear the seatbelt, again, it's going to cause a risk because the upper extremities are going to be in danger as well. So please keep that in mind, my friends. So as I'm driving up to Canton, beautiful drive up 45 and went through the countryside of Craig down through 19. And, man, I'm just telling you, just not as beautiful as Brenham, but it's almost. Mm-hmm. Man, I probably stopped about four times for individuals on the side of the road with their hood up, scratching their head. Craig, that is a terrible feeling when you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Especially at night. Had one, because I was traveling back. I got back to my house about 11 p.m. Had one on the side of the road scratching his head. Pitch black. I want to remind folks about our DPS Stranded Motors hotline. Because out of the four, three didn't know about it.
Really?
One guy, he was born, his driver's, his year on the driver's license was 1978. So this man is, what, 42 or whatever? Never knew that number was behind his driver's license. And it's been back there since 1989. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that here in a minute. So you're on the side of the road, you have some vehicle problems, whatever the case may be, flat tire, car overheating, whatever. First, let's talk about proper setting of the vehicle, because the second person, his two tires to the left, his front left and rear left, were on the fog line. It's so important when your vehicle starts giving you trouble, starts hiccuping, burping, whatever the case may be, you need to get as far over to the shoulder as possible, if not in the grass. Far over to the shoulder as possible, if not in the grass. There's a reason why that safety provision, those hazard lights, it's a reason why they're there, Craig. Mm-hmm. They're not there. The hazard light is not designed for mama's getting ready to have your firstborn son, and you turn them on and you're heading to the they're not for, you know, you're running late for work, and that's not what that's for. Turn those hazard lights on. And if you can't fix the problem around the vehicle, we're going to give you a number to call, and you step as far away from the vehicle as possible. So you have your vehicle parked on the shoulder as far to the right as possible, or wherever you can stop. And as you're looking at the vehicle, I hope somebody's listening, you get as far from the vehicle as possible. Then you make your decision on what you need to do. So on the back of your driver's license, and again, This number was established in 1989, so it's been around for a while, and it's basically to help our motorists with their disabled vehicle. And we've talked about this from time to time, but you'll be surprised how many folks, three out of that four, didn't know. I don't have to give you the number. It's on the back of your license or identification card. It's there, printed in bold. And again, the question is asked, is it on a driver, on an ID card? Yes, it is. It's on the ID card and the driver's license number. And keep in mind, it's not a customer service line, by the way, Craig, because we get a lot of people that call this particular number, this DPS Stranded Motors hotline number. They call it and they ask for driver's license questions. And that's not what that's for. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not the DPS overall catch-all number. So, it's for individuals who have legitimate needs when it comes to their vehicle. So this is what's going to happen. You call that number, and once you call the number, 800-525-5555, someone will pick it up from DPS. It may be someone from the Bryant DPS office dispatch. It may be someone from Lufkin, because they all rotate. Mm-hmm. Our communications professionals. And they'll ask, you know, what do you need help with? And you'll just tell them what you need. We're not mechanics. You know, we don't come out there to just start dropping engines and start fixing things. That's not what that's for. But I want to kind of magnify this real quick. So if you're inside of the city limits, that's why it's so important to have a sense of direction. If you're inside of the city limits, they can basically rely on, of course, their local police department within the local jurisdiction, because quite frankly, Brenham PD, Belleville PD, you know, Prairie View PD, they'll be there faster than we can get there. If they're in the rural areas, they can rely on, of course, the county. I know the sheriff's office will be there, within that particular jurisdiction. If that particular courtesy or need is within the county or whatever, and there's a need to where it's immediate or we can't get a hold of a county guy, whatever, a trooper will be there to assist you. We change a lot of tires and we push a lot of cars off the road. That's part of the gig. But we don't need you calling us saying, hey, you know, I got a flat tire, and we get out there and there's three guys standing there waiting on us to change it. I mean, you know, help us out a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's some examples. So, of course, you're stranded with car problems. Check, we're coming. Hazardous conditions on the road. Inclement weather. Your kiddos coming from A&M or LSU or whatever, and they're just scared to drive. They can't call us. Call us and we'll take care of it. If you see debris in the roadway, Craig, what do you think? Do you think that's a DPS stranded motorist hotline call?
That's something in the roadway that could cause somebody to be just...
Bingo. Give us a call.
Yeah.
You know, don't let that chair just sit in the road and say, you know what, I passed it, I'm good. Well, think about the next man. That's why we always use the cliche, share the road. We'll also receive those calls for suspicious activity at rest areas. We talked about rest areas last month, about all the beautiful rest areas we have in the state. That line will take suspicious calls for rest areas. And, of course, obviously, if you see an intoxicated driver, we'll take that call as well. But keep in mind, it's not an emergency line. It's not usually, if you have an emergency, of course, you dial 911. But when you call that number, please give it a call, because I hate to see people just standing on the side of the road and they're just helpless. Name, your location. The mile marker is very helpful, Craig. Know your mile markers. Know where you're at. A lot of people just don't know where they're at. DPS, may I help you? Yes, how you doing? I'm stranded on the side of the road on 45. Okay, no problem. What's the nearest? I don't know. I'm by a blue tree, but that doesn't help. You know what I mean?
Please, can't be many blue trees out there.
please be mindful of your location and where you're at, because your life could depend on it. That number's there for you. And always remember, we're in your wallet or your purse at all times. Please use that, because I'm telling you, in the city limits, it's easier for a wrecker driver or a police officer, because it's constant travel. Mm-hmm. But out in our rural, boy, Texas is such a beautiful state. In these beautiful rural areas, it's just you. And you may not see a police officer for a man. Give us a call so we can try to help you. And Craig, if all else fails, if we get there and if it's a problem to where we can't give you a little water or maybe get you a little gas or kind of use our four-way to help break that lug nut, if it's something major, how comforting is it to just have that black and white sitting behind your vehicle with those lights on, and we all just sitting waiting to figure something out?
Mm-hmm.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extremely so.
Okay. Let's take another break here. Let you get a little fresh up on your coffee. We got a little bit of time left in the show yet today. But again, if you have questions, give them a call. We're here for you. Sergeant Wood is here, 979-836-9937, 836-9937. Also, do check those emails as well, periodically, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. We'll come back. More Safety Talk after this.
Fall into savings with Brenham Ace Hardware's Red Hot Buys now through October 26. This fall, invite the birds to your backyard with mix and match buy one, get one free Katy Wild bird food. Don't let pesky fallen leaf pesky your yard into an eyesore. Get an Ace Poly Leaf Rake or Steel Tine Rake for only $9. Want green grass come spring? Fall is the best time to fertilize. Take care of your lawn with Nitrofos Texas 3-Step Lawn Program. Control your lawn with the 8-pound Eagle Specialty Fungicide for $19.99. Feed it with the 40-pound Fall Special Fertilizer for $19.99. And prevent any stray weeds come spring with Barricade Pre-Emergence Herbicide for only $16.99. Ready to make a change indoors? Let Ace freshen up your space with Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Save on 8-ounce paint samples now at $5.99 at Brenham Ace Hardware. Don't forget, it's Fire Safety Month. Fire safety starts in your home. Save $5 on First Alert Household Fire Extinguishers with your Ace Rewards card. Brenham Ace Hardware, locally owned at 307 North Austin Parkway. Brenham Ace is the helpful place.
It's Fightin' Texas Aggie football all season long here on KWHI. Aggie football brought to you all season by Brazos Valley Brewery, Citizens State Bank, Herman Hawley, WC Tractor, Tegger Toyota, Get More Cabinets, and the Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. This Saturday, the Aggies will be in Alabama. 2:30 kickoff, 1:30 pregame. On your home for Fightin' Texas Aggie football, KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Never miss out on what's happening in Washington County with KWHI.com or the KWHI app from the Apple iTunes or Google Play Store.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 12 at FM 101.7 here on this Thursday morning. Sergeant Wooda here in studio today. Again, answering your questions you may have about the roadways. I think we have a phone call coming in here today. We can jump into this one here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I just have a question going back to the golf carts. Is there an age limit on the kids? And then what's the consequences if a kid does get stopped in a neighborhood or without the safety devices that Mr. Wood described earlier? And I'll just hang up and listen to y'all's answers on that.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for the call.
So, again, on a roadway, We treat that golf cart as a passenger vehicle. So we want little David or Carson or whoever, we want that individual to have a license. So you already know the answer to the age portion. As far as the consequences, you know, we've really never gone that far, because, you know, if you think about it, you know, Is it the kid's fault? You know, we could go into allowing a minor to operate a motor vehicle. We could go into that provision, just like allowing a young kiddo to operate a vehicle, like my grandmother used to do. My grandmother, man, when I was a youngster, mom and daddy would drop me off. She would say, "Stevie, go get me a pack of cigarettes at the store, and you can take the truck." And I was 14. And the man sold me the cigarettes. We were all screwed up on that end.
Been there.
Yeah, so it's just we're trying to, especially our kids, my friend. Thank you for calling. We're just trying to educate, and we don't want to scare the kiddo. We just want to educate the parents. So.
There you go. Another call okay. there, but I think hey. We may have missed.
That's all right.
Here. Oh, we'll call back. We'll try to get you on this morning here. We've got a few minutes left to show this morning here, 979-836-9937 today. Safety Talk here on this Thursday.
Craig, real quick, so a couple of things I want folks to do. All right, we've been getting a lot of stolen trailer recoveries.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love that stuff. It gives me chill bumps when a trooper recovers stolen items for an individual. Go ahead, Craig.
I think we got a phone call here today. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Have a question.
I don't have a question. Just want to say thank you to the trooper and also to the radio station for airing his show. It's a public service. It's very informative. And we do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the phone call today. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. There we go.
Thank you, my friend.
Just a little bit of appreciation there.
Yes, sir. So, I love it when those troops recover stolen trailers. I don't want to use the word hate, Craig, but one thing that I dislike is a thief. That's just not cool, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It's not cool. These troopers are recovering trailers filled with horse saddles and just recovering people's stuff. So I want folks to take out a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to give you some tidbits.
There you go. And then the phone call here today. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk this morning.
Yes. Would you go ahead and ask the trooper to call me at 337?
Hold on. Tell you what. We'll get you something here in just a minute. We're still on the air right now, but call back after we get off about 10 o'clock this morning. He'll be here, and we'll get that information from you, okay?
I'll wait on you.
Yeah, give us a call back about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
All right, thank you. There we go. I don't want to take that on the air.
No, I got you. Morning,
but, call back, sir.
So, do me a favor, all right? Do your old troop a favor. All of your major serial number items, i.e. not only your trailer, your vehicle, even down to your pistol and rifle, I want you to have some type of file, a sheet of paper, whatever, that you could store with your medical information, maybe your military DD-214, or everybody has that file, Craig, that they have important stuff. We have that. We have a file with all those kids' social security cards and birth certificates.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, and do this for me sometime this week, because we're coming into a season to where people are walking outside and their whole flatbed trailer's gone. Write down VIN numbers. Do me a favor and write down, okay, this is my Ford F-350 and the license plate number is, VIN number is. Also do that with your pistol and rifles. Write those serial numbers. Some of y'all got a bunch of writing to do when it comes to that. But if it's something that you're taking with you at all times, we want you to have that information on file, because unfortunately we have people out here that are taking advantage of good people. So it's easier for us to show up. Craig, what's the problem? Well, my pistol was stolen out of my truck. What's the serial number? That way we can get it into the system and it'll automatically hit as a stolen, or your vehicle. But have all of that pertinent information on a sheet. That way it'll be easy to record and you can, it'll be easy to report. Kudos to these troopers that are recovering these stolen trailers. That may not be a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to somebody. Mm-hmm. And, anytime we can get someone their property back, man, that's a good thing. If you have any questions, keep them coming. Keep emailing Craig. He'll get them to me as soon as possible. And, Craig, I tell you what, man, wow, what a ride. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming in. I know you're kind of busy. You're driving all over the place, so. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule and coming to visit with us again.
Yes, sir. Hey, friends, look, take care of yourself and your loved ones, and let's take care of each other.
That's it.
Drive safe, guys.
That's it. Mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. Send it to me. I'll send it to him, and you'll take it. You've done that before, and we'll do it again here. This has been Safety Talk on KWHI AM, K269GU FM in Brenham this Thursday morning. Have a great day.
You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeder driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.